Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Curtain
of the new Coconut Ping Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. In spite of the fact that it's the beginning of the Labor Day weekend, the lobby is packed again with eager theatergoers. And here, anxious to see the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's up tonight?
A lot of fun, Myron, but there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center, seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now, these seats couldn't be better. But let's glance through the program before the lights are dim. With Harry Elders on vacation, Charles Flynn and Muriel Bremner, supported by the Curtain Time Players, are featured tonight in Contract for an Angel by Mickey Harrington. Mr. Flynn plays the part of Johnny Kimball, and Miss Bremner is cast in the role of Susan Manners.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Contract for an Angel. Well, it's late afternoon, and the scene is the office of Jeffrey Foster, the Broadway theatrical producer. With Foster is the young playwright, Johnny Kimball, whose first play is on the verge of being produced.
Yes, sir, Johnny, your play has great possibilities.
Gee, I'm glad you think so, Mr. Foster.
Yes, when I decided 3 months ago to produce Flyaway Angel, I had a definite feeling it would draw at the box office.
Gosh, I sure hope so.
There's just one thing, my boy.
No, what's that?
The lead calls for a girl with faith in her eyes, spirit in her hair, fire in her fingertips. Know the type I mean?
The kind of girl who can be put out only with a fire extinguisher?
Precisely. She must also be sweet. In other words, the all-American girl.
And there is such a thing?
There is. And Susan Manners is it.
Good, then sign her up.
That's trouble, Johnny. Susan Manners refuses to play the role, and I won't produce Flyaway Angel without her.
Oh, my gosh, Foster, she's not the only girl on Broadway.
She's the only one for the part.
Now, how do you figure that?
Ever seen her act, Johnny?
Sure.
Well, then?
Well, I see what you mean. She's heavenly.
She's divine.
Okay, she's an angel, but can't you cast some little devil in the part just as well?
Oh, that's just it. Susan Manners is both devil and angel, as you'll find out.
What do you mean, as I'll find out?
Because you have to sign her up.
Me?
I've tried and failed, Johnny. And if you want to see your name on a printed program, you better sign Susan on the dotted line.
Well, if your mind's made up, I'll try. But what's she got against my play?
Johnny, I don't think she's even read it.
Well, then?
I'm afraid Susan's become a little temperamental since she became a star.
Oh, she wants to be coaxed, eh?
It seems that way.
Well, in that case, I'll coax her.
Well, good luck, Johnny. And don't take more than a week. I want to start rehearsals as soon as possible.
I know.
And remember, no Susan Manners, no play.
Don't worry. I'll hand Susan Manners such a line that it'll amaze even me.
Okay, Miss Manners, brace yourself, because... Hello, I'm Johnny Kimball.
Yes, I thought you were.
You did?
I'm Susan Manners. Come in, I've been expecting you. Jeffrey Foster phoned and said he was sending you here with a new line.
Well,
Won't you sit down?
Thanks. You see, I wrote Flyaway Angel, and Mr. Foster and I both agree that you're the only girl to play the lead.
That's very flattering.
Yes, it is. I mean, have you read the play?
I just finished it.
Well, how do you like it?
Well, it's very charming.
Charming? You mean terrific.
Words fail me, Mr. Kimball.
Miss Manners, any idiot with half a brain can see that my play will be a smash hit.
Well, there are a few things that need to change.
Change? I'm sorry. I hadn't realized that Flyaway Angel needed any change.
Oh, dear me, you playwrights have such colossal egos. It's such fun to smash them once in a while.
Oh, then you were kidding.
Yes, I was.
And you really like my play?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll play the lead?
No.
No? Why not?
Because...
Oh, now, that isn't fair. You're using feminine logic
on
me.
That's just what I mean. You're a woman hater. It shows up all the way through Flyaway Angel.
Miss Manners, I didn't come here to argue, but I refuse to stand by placidly and be called a woman hater. I love women. I send my mother a plant every Mother's Day.
Oh? Well, I bet you don't send flowers to other women.
I do, too. Orchids, gardenias, camellias, tons of...
I knew it.
What?
You're a wolf.
Now, look here. Let's keep personalities out of this. Just what is it you don't like about my play?
Well, I don't like the girl's part.
You don't?
No, no. She's too sweet and feminine, just like all the parts I've been playing.
I see. You're afraid of being typed as a girl.
Mr. Kimball, you're beastly.
Or perhaps it takes too much out of you, acting the sweet type.
Why, but I hate you.
Thank you. But you must admit that Flyaway Angel's a masterpiece, just as it stands.
I don't have to admit any such thing, you egocentric ninny.
Now look here, you temperamental vixen. If there's one thing I hate, it's a name caller.
Oh, and to think I almost accepted the lead in your stupid old play.
And to think I ever wanted you in my stupid old... I mean, in my terrific new play.
Listen, you could get down on bended knees and beg me, and I still wouldn't act in it.
Act? What makes you think you can act?
Why, honestly, if I had a butler, I'd have him throw you out. Get out!
I certainly will. Goodbye, you sweet, feminine creature.
Riley, you're the most wonderful agent in the world, but I won't act in Johnny Kimball's so-called play.
But, Susan, think of your career. Think of the money. Think of my 10% cut.
I won't do it.
Okay, if you starve, don't come around mooching dimes for me.
Oh, how can I starve, Bill, as Broadway's newest star?
That was last season, baby.
Well, yes,
you're in for a quick fade, Susie, unless you stop giving producers a headache.
But, Riley, I just want to be sure that I find the right play.
Oh, sure. So you let the play that's bound to be the season's biggest hit slip right through your fingers.
I despise Johnny Kimball.
So what? Maybe if you knew him, you wouldn't like Shakespeare either. But this play's terrific.
He's absolutely horrible.
I still say so what. Besides, Jeffrey Foster's putting it on, and you can't say no to Broadway's top producers.
Johnny Kimball's the most utterly abominable playwright I've ever met.
But, Susie, baby, he's written the best play you'll be offered this season, and you should grab the chance to play the lead while you still have the chance.
Riley, I don't want another sweet namby-pamby part again.
Oh, honey, you're every man's sweetheart rolled into one. A hard-boiled role would fit you like a size 46 Mother Hubbard.
Riley, I know what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
Mm. If Johnny Kimball will change my part just a little bit, the way I want it, I'll do Flyaway Angel.
Not a chance. He won't change a line.
Oh, yes, he will. I've got an idea.
Well?
I'll have him eating right out of my hand.
Oh? How?
Quite simple. I'll make Johnny Kimball fall in love with me.
Well, Johnny, from all you've told me, it seems the young lady gave you a pretty hard time.
Hard time is right. The only thing soft about her is her head.
Ah, now, Johnny. That's no way to talk about Flyaway Angel's leading lady.
Leading lady over my dead body?
Now, don't tell me you've given up the idea of signing Susan Manners already.
That's right. Cross her off the list.
Well, very well. But in that case, I'm afraid I'll have to start hunting another play for this season.
What?
Of course. I'll have to scrap Flyaway Angel.
Are you kidding?
I certainly am not.
Okay, then. You win.
That's better.
I'll try again, but after all I said to her, I don't think she'll accept the part even if I change it to please her, which I won't.
Oh, come on, Johnny. You can figure out something.
Hey!
Good heavens, what hit you?
I've got a brilliant idea.
My, what modesty.
It's so simple, it's a wonder I didn't think of it before.
That's probably what Edison said when he invented the electric light.
Yes, sir. I'll just make her fall in love with me. That's all.
The Curtain Falls on the First Act of tonight's Curtain Time play featuring Charles Flynn and Muriel Bremner. And now, Myron Wallace.
September is the month which means a new way of life to the boys and girls in the family, for it marks the end of vacation and the beginning of school. But boys and girls know something we grown-ups sometimes forget. That at work or play, there must always be time for a little relaxation during the day. And one way that you can always find truly delightful relaxation and pleasure is with the new coconut candy treat, the new Coconut Ping Bar. For in each bite of the new Coconut Ping, you enjoy a rare flavor combination. A sweet dark chocolate coating, a thick layer of fresh white coconut, and a rich, creamy, smooth nougat center. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend you can find only in the new Coconut Ping. For a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping.
called for the second act of Contract for an Angel, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. Johnny Kimball wants Susan Manners to star in his new play, but Susan wants him to make changes in it, and he won't. Well, to get her way, Susan decided to make Johnny fall in love with her. And to get his way, Johnny plans to make her fall in love with him. Well, it's now the next day. Johnny is at Susan's apartment.
Miss Manners, I want to apologize for being such a dope yesterday.
And, Mr. Kimball, I want to apologize for being such an idiot.
Okay, I forgive you for being such an idiot.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say I was an idiot.
But you were. I mean, you were very pretty yesterday.
I was there. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Miss Manners, may I call you Susan, Miss Manners?
Why, certainly, Mr. Kimball. Johnny.
Well, now, this is nice and cozy.
You know, I reread your stupid play.
What did you say?
I said I reread your stupendous play, Johnny, and I think it's terrific.
Well, it's about time.
You what?
I mean, it's about time I told you how pretty you looked yesterday.
You already have.
Oh. Well, you look pretty today, too.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not getting anywhere, am I?
No.
I didn't think so. Gee, Jeffrey Foster would sure laugh if he could see me now sitting way across the sofa from the most gorgeous girl in the world.
You want to move over an inch or two?
Well, you know the old saying, give a guy an inch and he'll take a mile.
Well, just move over half an inch then.
Okay. Oh, gee, this is cozy.
You know, Johnny, you're kind of shy online for a playwright.
Oh? Well, from all I've heard, the ones I use are pretty good, Susan.
Why, you're a fascinating playwright, too.
You really think so? I consider you quite a bundle of stuff myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see where we're going to get along much better in the future.
Susie, you mean you've changed your mind and will star in Flyaway Angel after all?
Oh, I will, Johnny, because if you'll change my part, just a teensy weensy bit.
Why, you little, Susiekins, honey, the part is perfect for you, just as it is.
Won't you change it just an itsy bitsy bit?
No.
Oh, Johnny, you're so masterful.
Well, then let's have no more talk about changing the script.
All right. I won't even call you a hammerhead for being so stubborn. In fact, I don't think I'll even consider playing in Flyaway Angel.
But, Susie, baby, I had you in mind when I wrote the play.
You didn't even know me then.
But, honey, I saw you in my dreams every night. And I decided that no other girl in the world would star in my play except the girl I saw in my nightmare.
In your what?
I mean, girl I saw in my dreams.
Oh, that's sweet. And, Johnny, dear, I'd rather act in your little old play than any other little old play in the whole world.
Well, it just so happens that I have a contract right here in my pocket.
Oh, but, darling, you see, there are a few wrinkles I'd like ironed out first.
But, Susiekins, I'm pressed for time.
Well, then you'd better iron fast, Johnnykins.
Remind me to take you dancing more often, Susan. You're terrific.
You need reminding?
I'll say I don't.
Good night, Johnny. Thanks for not stepping on my toes. You know, Johnny, I bet I could count all those stars up there. They'd stop winking.
I'd rather count the stars in your eyes, Susie.
How many are there?
Well, let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Days are gone pretty fast, haven't they, darling?
What day is it?
It's half past Friday, and I love you.
Oh, you wonderful lug. Johnny, it's about time we discussed Flyaway Angel.
Right. Jeffrey Foster's been on my neck for the last few days.
But haven't we had a wonderful time?
I'll say. And the reason is that you're the most wonderful girl in the world.
That's sweet of you, Johnny. You know, I'm beginning to believe all the nice things you've been saying to me.
That's funny. So am I.
Remember how we hated each other the first day we met?
Uh-huh. And I was positive you just wanted your own way about having the script changed.
And I was positive you were only interested in getting me to sign the contract. That's silly.
It sure was.
Well, just goes to show you can't trust first impressions.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, darling, I wish I could believe you were sincere.
Why?
Why, I'm 100% sincere. If there's anything I hate, it's a liar.
Me too.
And just to prove that I'm on the level, I'll change the script any way you want it.
Johnny.
I'll cut it in pieces. I'll slice it to
Johnny.
Ribbons. What?
Johnny, I'll sign the contract.
Good.
Only I don't want you to change a single one of your precious lines.
Oh, nonsense, honey. I want you to be happy.
Oh, I'll be happy, darling.
Oh, no, you won't. You want to change? So I'll change.
No, I don't want to change.
Oh, yes, you do.
I refuse to let you change a single word.
Now, look here. This is my play, and I'll do what I want.
You certainly will, you egotistical ninny.
Why, you temperamental little vixen. You've got a brain like a cement mixer.
Oh, you're horrid. I wish I never met
you. Now, Susan, stop that. I can't stand to see a woman cry.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not
going
to look.
Oh, you're beastly. You can't treat me like this.
Now, Susan, put down that vase.
I'm going to hit you right plunk in the eye with it.
Temper.
Hold still so I can hit you.
But I'm not moving.
Well, then run around so I won't kill you.
Susan, I don't think you really want to throw that vase.
I do, too.
Oh, look, honey, I'm sorry I started this argument. Let's kiss and make up.
No.
Yes.
No.
Come here, you.
Well, Oh, darling.
Oh, let's not fight anymore, Susan.
That's a good idea. Let's make an agreement. No more fights.
Uh-oh, visitors.
Excuse me, I'll see who it is. Why, Mr. Foster.
Hello, Susan. Johnny here?
Yes, he is. Come on in.
Thank you. Johnny, wonderful news for you.
You have?
I've found another actress for Flyaway Angel. Now you can start making love to Susan.
Ixnay, Foster.
Oh, up. So now we get to... Where's that vase?
Susie, don't.
Gee, I thought you wanted to...
Foster, duck! Good heavens, you almost... Look, darling, I can explain everything.
Well, of course he can, darling. I mean, Susan. You see, when a man wants something and a girl is involved, he has to play up to the girl in order to get it.
Yes, that's it. I mean... Oh, good grief, what am I saying?
Well, Johnny, you said you...
You are a worm.
Who, me?
I think she means me.
So you thought you'd try all the angles.
Susie, honey, let me explain.
You despicable creature, you...
Susan,
I'll get it. Maybe we can get a fourth for Britt.
Johnny Kimball, how could anybody be so low as to pretend to be in love? If there's one thing I can't stand, it's sham.
Why, hello, Mr. Foster.
Oh, Riley. Come on in.
Greetings, everyone.
Hello.
Susie, your problems are solved.
What do you mean?
I found another play for you. Now you can stop making love to Johnny Kimball. Now she can't... Well,
Johnny,
Miss
Banner, I can explain everything.
You hate sham, remember?
Well, that's true, but... Well, just give me time to think of something logical.
Tonight's Curtain Time play featuring Charles Flynn and Muriel Bremner. Here is Myron Wallace. Although summer is almost over now, we still have some hot days ahead of us. Days when we will all enjoy the truly luscious summer treat of the new coconut Ping Bar, chilled. For in a Ping Bar that has been chilled in your refrigerator, you enjoy the rare taste thrill of coconut candy at its cool, luscious finest. The sweet, dark chocolate coating is icy crisp and cold. Over the thick layer of fresh white coconut and the cool, smooth nougat center. Together, the cold, dark chocolate, fresh white coconut, and cool, rich nougat make every bite of the new coconut Ping Bar a luscious treat, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. For a real taste thrill, try the new coconut Ping. Here's the call for the third act of Contract for an Angel, brought to you by the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar. It's now the next afternoon. Johnny has just arrived at Jeffrey Foster's office.
Well, Johnny, that was quite a get-together we had yesterday.
I'd say it was more of a free-for-all.
But why are you so downcast? Everything's worked out fine.
Oh, sure.
We have a new leading lady for Flyaway Angel, and Susan has a new play. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Of course, I am sorry I bungled your romance, Johnny, but you never should have tried mixing business and pleasure anyway.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Foster. But you know she was all set to sign when you barged in?
Gee, that's too bad. She'd be better in the part than the new girl I signed, too.
Can't you cancel her contract?
No, I can't.
Oh, come on. Tell her the play has measles or something.
What difference would that make? Susan's no longer available anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, excuse me. Jeffrey Foster speaking. Yes? No. Oh, that's a shame. Yes, and thanks for calling me right away. Goodbye.
Bad news?
Horrible news. That was the new girl I signed for Flyaway Angel.
Did she break her contract?
No, she broke her leg.
Wonderful. What a break.
But we're stuck without a leading lady.
Oh, that's right.
Our only hope now is for you to get Susan to cancel her contract with that other play.
But she hates the ground I walk on. She even hates me.
Look, why don't you try making love to her again?
I have a funny feeling that wouldn't work twice.
Well, don't just stand there, you miserable Lochinvar. Do something. Try fooling her. Here, I'll get the number. Miss Richards, get me Broadway 4804.
But she won't even talk to me.
Look, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Just the same.
Here, I got her.
But I told you.
Go on, talk to her, Johnny. Say just what I tell you to.
But it won't work. She won't... Hello, Susan. This is Johnny.
Tell her you love her.
Tell her you love her.
No. No, no, Johnny. I love you.
Susan, Foster loves me.
Oh. Oh, good heavens.
No. That can't be right.
Why, give up.
Hello, Susan. Susan. Why, of all the lousy tricks, she hung up.
I wonder why.
I'll show her. She can't treat me like that and get away with it. I'm going...
Where are you going?
Crazy.
Let me in, Susan. I want to talk to you.
Write me a letter.
You open this door, I'll smash it down.
Why don't you gnaw your way through, you termite?
Susan, open this door and let me in.
I won't, by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Okay, out of the way. I'm coming through.
If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Maybe you can slip through the keyhole.
Susan, open this door.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door?
Yes, I remember you, Riley. You're Susan Manners' agent, right?
Key wreck, Mr. Foster, and
what
I...
What can I do for you?
Well, I've got sort of a problem.
You can count on my undivided attention.
As I said, I've got sort of a problem.
The trouble with the world is that people don't pay enough attention to other people. What are you saying, Riley?
I'm in a jam.
Well, now, that's too bad.
Mr. Foster, I heard that the gal you hired for Flyaway Angel broke her leg.
Yep, actresses are becoming more inconsiderate every day.
Well, I'm here to sign Susan Manners for the part.
Why, just this morning, an ingenue walked in...
What'd you say? I said I'm ready to sign Susan up with you. I have her power of attorney.
Riley, I thought you had Susan all set for a play this season.
Well, Susan doesn't know it, but it fell through before rehearsals even started.
Wonderful. Magnificent. That leaves her free for Flyaway Angel. Where's the contract?
Contract.
Ah, here it is.
Okay, now I'll make it legal.
Just wait until Johnny hears the good news.
Uh-huh.
Come to think of it, I'll call him right now. He's at Susan's apartment.
What, again?
Yes, again.
Well, all I've got to say is that I hope those two don't kill each other before we get this play produced.
Me in.
No.
Look, I'm going to stay right here even if it kills me. Then what'll people say?
They'll probably think you're a doormat and wipe their feet on you.
Susan, you're a heartless female. Mm-hmm.
Flattery will get you no place.
Oh, if I had the wings of an angel.
You're flat.
It's funny. I thought I was pretty sharp.
Oh, all right, you win. I can't stand any more of this.
Swell.
I'll let you in.
Oh, what a wonderful sight.
What?
You.
I believe you came here to discuss something with me.
Oh, Susan, honey, I know you're still mad at me because you think I didn't mean it when I said I loved you.
Well, of course you didn't.
Oh, but I did, and I do. And, darling, I'll never lie to you again.
Oh, so you admit you lied.
Yes. I mean, no.
Well, make up your mind.
Oh, Susan, listen to me. You've got to play the lead in Flyaway Angel.
What happened to the girl Foster signed?
She broke her leg.
Was she running away from you, or did you trip her?
No. Please, if you take the part, I'll do anything for you. I'll live for you. I'll die for
you.
Now,
you're wasting your time. I'm signed for another play. And even if I weren't, I wouldn't have anything to do with you or Flyaway Angel.
Oh, but Susan...
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Foster. Here, it's for you.
Thanks. Hello, Mr. Foster. Yeah? You don't say. Well, so little Susie's out of a job, huh?
Oh,
my, that's a shame. Thanks, Mr. Foster. Goodbye.
Oh, what are you trying to pull now, you doorknob Romeo?
Nothing. Foster just said that Riley, your agent, told him the play you were counting on fell through.
It fell through? Why,
too bad, kid.
I don't believe you.
Okay, call Riley and see for yourself.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to resign myself to starring in Flyaway Angel.
Well, don't set your heart on it.
What do you mean?
Oh, there are a few other girls I want to try out.
Why,
No, Susan, don't start crying again.
Why won't it work?
Sure it'll work. But, oh, I guess I can't kid you. Riley and Foster just got together and signed you for the lead in Flyaway Angel.
Oh, darling, how wonderful.
I think so, too, honey. But this means your flying days are over.
What do you mean my flying days are over? I don't get it.
I mean that I'm grounding you for good, Angel.
Time featured Charles Flynn and Muriel Bremner. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Fowler, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Saturday, Curtain Time will present a comedy romance entitled Best Laid Plans. And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the new Coconut Ping Bar present
Curtain.
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for a real taste thrill, try the new Coconut Ping. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.